Thank you, my dear friends of Semele, the invitation to once again be with you here in God's presence and spirit to worship on this wonderful Palm Sunday. It's interesting enough that the sun is out and we don't have to worry about the snow. At least not yet. You know, the month of March, you know that sometimes it comes in as a lamb, goes out as a lion.
Yeah.
But we're not too sure how it came in because we're up and down, right? I bring you greetings from my home church of Union United, and as always, I'm here with you, that you keep us in your prayers, as we keep you in your prayers, in your continuous search for a lead of this wonderful flock. Remain stay faithful, trusting God and God's guiding spirit to lead you to the right person to continue to praise and honor God. Let us now pray. Most loving God, open our hearts, mind, and understanding to your precious word. Grant us your peace and wisdom, O Lord, to meditate on your word. And now, loving God, quiet our minds, quiet our thinking, and bring focus to our thoughts that they may be centered on thy word, thy divine will and promise of everlasting life through Christ Jesus. Speak to our hearts, O Lord, this day, that we may remain faithful and strong in your promise to us. Amen. I hope most of you received your palms in the form of the cross. You guys, does everybody have them? If you don't, is there any more in the back? Yeah, so for those who don't have, I don't know if someone can just give those who don't have their palms with them. And as I look at this palm, this member of my congregation have long passed. I remember her on Palm Sunday sitting in the back row of myself and the others, and she would have a whole set of the leaves, and she would be making the palms during the worship. Then at the end of worship, she would give it out to those crosses. I never learned how to make one, though. That's what I meant, right?
We've been taught year after year how to do it.
Yes.
But it's not an easy thing to do.
It is not an easy thing to do, and I realize that each time as Palm Sunday comes around, her crosses always look different. It depends on the palm, the leaf that you receive. So if everyone have theirs, okay, great. So today, we along with many other Christian communities around the world have gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday. And on the Christian calendar, Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter and the sixth and last Sunday in Lent. It is also the Sunday that it begins the period of Holy Week. This week, we have Maundy Thursday, and then Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday. We have gathered together to commemorate Jesus' triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem. Today, we bear witness with the scripture reading of Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11, the Son of David riding majestically on the back of a young colt into the city of Jerusalem. Jesus rode along the paved road with palm branches and cloaks from the crowds of people who came out to see the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And when Jesus entered the gates of Jerusalem, the crowds of people were so excited to see him. There were thousands and thousands of pilgrims who journeyed to Jerusalem for the celebration of Passover. In their excitement to see Jesus, they shouted, "Hosanna!" Therefore today, being Palm Sunday, we too rejoice right along with the crowds of the people who lined the road leading into Jerusalem. Let us sing our praises and shout together, and you can repeat after me as you wave your palms. Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Save us now, they shout. Save us now. Save us now. The story of Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem on a young colt or donkey to the cheers and praises of a multitude of people is found in all four accounts of the gospel. The gospel of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John bear witness to this triumphal entry in their own words and what they witnessed that day. Each of the gospel writers recorded the event in their own unique way, but the overall scene remains the same in all four accounts. It is simply the act of Jesus Christ riding on a young colt on the road to Jerusalem, covered with branches from palm trees and cloaks of the people who came from far and wide. The crowds of people who lined the road shouted cheers to Jesus, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Scripture tells us that wherever Jesus traveled and went, that there were always crowds of people who followed close by. Therefore, there should be no surprise that a large crowd of people followed Jesus on that day on his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. In all four accounts of the gospel, large crowds of people lined the road and were eager and waiting for Jesus, waiting for this man from Galilee. It was a time when many pilgrims journeyed along the road to the city were there to celebrate the Jewish feast of the Passover. We can imagine that within the crowds of people, there must have been many who journeyed from far to see the man who raised Lazarus from the dead. Remember, that was a scripture reading from last Sunday. We can imagine in the crowd that there were those who wanted to see the man who they called prophet, who they called Messiah, the King of Israel, who they called the Son of God. There were many who came from afar seeking to be healed, and those who came from afar just wanted to have the opportunity to see the man who was called Jesus. Using today's standards of popularity, we can say that Jesus must have been a rock star to his time on earth. We are told numerous times throughout the gospel accounts that crowds and crowds of people always followed him and surrounded him wherever he go. Jesus was indeed a magnet for these crowds. But Jesus was not interested in being popular, nor did he embrace his notorious popularity. Instead, each time Jesus shied away from it all. Quite often, those who were healed were told or warned to tell no one. Just as in the example of the leprous man that is talked about in Luke chapter 5, 12 to 14. And we hear the story of the blind man at Bethesda in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 24. Jesus knew that his earthly mission was much more important than any popularity contest. Christ's mission on earth was of a spiritual nature. The prophecy of long ago had to be fulfilled. Listen to the words of the prophet in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. It was coming closer and closer to the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, and the time had come to fulfill the prophecy that was declared long ago by the prophet Zechariah, who foretold that God would rise up a king to rule nations. Zechariah tells us in chapter 9, verse 9, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." After leaving Jericho, Jesus took the lead and went ahead of his disciples towards the city of Jerusalem. And once he approached the towns of Bethphage and Bethany, he stopped at the place called Mount Olives and commanded two of his disciples to go into the village over there, he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' just say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will immediately let you take them." There was an authority in the command to the two disciples, and it left no room for argument, no ands, ifs, or buts, but just simple obedience to a direct command. Go, get a donkey and its colt, untie them, and bring them to me. It is important to know that traditionally the donkey, foal, or colt was symbolically an animal of peace versus the horse, which was the animal of war. Also, in biblical times, a donkey was often the preferred mount of royalty. Therefore, Jesus' entry to Jerusalem symbolized his entry as the Prince of Peace and not a king who was willing to wage war. This too was foretold in the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10, where he says, "He will proclaim peace to the nations. He will rule extend from sea. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." While the donkey symbolized peace, palm trees that covered the road represented goodness and victory. But also the palm trees symbolize the final victory Jesus would soon fulfill over death. The spreading of the cloaks was an easy way to bestow honor to Jesus, as the people did in the time of Joab, the son of Josaphat, and had been anointed king of Israel, as told in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 13. They say they quickly took their cloaks and spread them under him on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, "Jehu is king." We must remember that the Jewish people were waiting for a very, very, very long time, over centuries, for a king. Therefore, as Jesus entered the village of Bethany, the crowd shouted praises of joy and jubilation because they believed that they had finally found their king. When they shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." They were at last happy and jubilated and with great joy to know their king has come. The Jews had a strong desire for Jesus to be their king and ultimately put an end to the tyrannical rule of the Roman Empire. But no, and sadly, this was not the kind of king which Jesus was to be. Because God up above, had intended a different purpose for Jesus, his son. Jesus' mission was not to establish an earthly kingdom, but to establish a spiritual kingdom, a heavenly kingdom. It was a deliberate deliberation and planning that Jesus proceeded to enter Jerusalem on the back of a young donkey, because the Old Testament prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, had to be fulfilled. As declared to us in Matthew, chapter 21, verses 4 to 5, which says, "This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, 'Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's entry into Jerusalem obviously reveals Jesus to be the Messiah, the King of Israel, our Lord and Savior. In biblical times, it was common for kings or important people to arrive by procession riding on a donkey. And God promised Israel that he would establish one of David's sons upon the throne forever. And Jesus is the fulfillment of that promise. Palm Sunday is a way to acknowledge Jesus of Nazareth to be the promised Messiah, to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And friends, no doubt our worship service will come to an end and each of us will retreat back to our busy lives, getting ready for work, preparing the kids for schools, babysitting or picking up the grandkids from daycare, and visiting friends and loved ones who are sick, and going out for dinner and other things that keeps us busy. But please, let us each take time this Palm Sunday and as we move into Holy Week and into Easter to prepare our hearts and minds for the agony of Jesus' death and the joy of his resurrection. With God's help, let us during this Holy Week reflect on Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, because it was the way Christ began to fill his mission on earth, to suffer and die as a perfect sacrifice for you, for me, and for this world. It is because of this sacrifice we can be set free of death. Let us choose to focus and worship in our Lord, thanking him for the gift of his great sacrifice. Let us on this Palm Sunday be reflective on the fact that Jesus went willingly and obediently to the cross to bear our sins and transgressions. That is indeed something to celebrate on this Palm Sunday. So friends, now join me as we pray together the prayer for Palm Sunday found in your Voices United. Number 125.